Our guest brings a formidable range of experience to his role, having spent over 10 years with the New South Wales Department of Planning, Industry and Environment. Lithgow City Council's Director of People and Places is Sean Elwood. G'day, Sean.
Hey, Nick.
Tell me about the service review program. What does it all mean?
Council is doing a business analysis of set parts of council operations. On an annual basis, we'll pick a part of council operations. It might be recreation facilities, it could be roadworks, and we have a look at how we can improve that and are we delivering best practice.
When it comes to how the review informs the future of Lithgow, what are you most excited about?
Oh, just about where we can deliver what the community's after, how we can refine existing services. And the other exciting piece is where we can make changes that potentially benefit other programs as well, because everything's fluid. You know, what was being delivered by council 5 or 6 years ago, community expectations changed, technology's changed, and even the way that council services are used has changed, and we need to keep up with that.
There's a lot of opportunity that we're staring down the barrel of now in Lithgow. There's pumped hydro, waste to energy opportunities, wind farms. What are you most frustrated by?
Oh, look, they're all exciting opportunities that we have. Community has different views across our broad section of the district, and we need, as council, to work with community on that. But I wouldn't say I'm frustrated, because where we're looking is great opportunities. We're being excited by the level of investment and future looking that is coming into Lithgow.
So not frustrated, but do we come up against opposition to these new exciting opportunities that ultimately will keep the place going well and truly into the decades ahead and provide new opportunities for those who live here?
It's information. It's getting a good understanding of what is actually proposed, how it can help, how we can manage those facilities, how we can work with community to address concerns. That's where we need to be, and that's our challenge.
So I guess that really ties into the importance you put upon communications and engagement with community. That's got to be top of mind, right?
It is. Our team at council that works across that field of communication, understanding and engaging with community is working on quite a significant program in the next half of this year that we'll be going out to community with to really try and get an understanding of what are some of the future looking and current perspectives that the community has, what they view as being the important areas of Lithgow and the Seven Valleys that they want to see in the coming years, and how we can incorporate that into council's operations. And we call that development of our community strategic plan.
Given what you've learnt so far, what do ratepayers most want?
Oh, the basics. The bread and butter basics.
Okay.
And we're talking the roads, the services, you know, wastewater, sewerage, good parks and gardens, and sporting facilities, and the ability to interact with council staff and councillors to get the information and responses they want in a timely manner. It's exactly that, the basics.
Lithgow City Council started a growth management strategy. How will this impact land use?
So the growth management strategy is a key document that informs our planning structure in council, which is called our local environment plan. Mm-hmm. And the growth management strategy incorporates a housing strategy, rural lands and rural residential strategies. And in the long term, once those are prepared, it basically informs what we call our zoning and our land use abilities and what is permitted in certain areas. This is a 2-year process to work through.
Why do people mention the need for more employment lands?
At the moment, we certainly have a demand around the district and in Lithgow for land that's accessible for businesses to actually move on to and take up in an industrial sense that has infrastructure such as water and power and good transport connectivity to it. Generally that it's flat so that large warehouses or manufacturing buildings could be constructed on them, for example.
It seems to me that that approach to develop employment lands makes a lot of sense.
It does. It's really going to support the contractors, the businesses that will be involved in a lot of these exciting energy proposals that have been brought forward to the district.
Have your say and learn more about all things Lithgow at council.lithgow.com. Sean Elwood, thank you.